Hi, I'm Julian Cooper for CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You are listening to People of Interest. From the 13th to the 16th of June 2014, there was an investigative reporting conference, Holding Power to Account. On this pre-record, you're going to hear a speech from Kurt Petrovich, national reporter, CBC News, Vancouver. In year 2000, Kurt won the Michener Award for revealing that senior officials in the Filmon government in Manitoba were involved in a scheme to subvert the 1995 provincial election. Kurt talks about Everybody Lies. You will also hear an interview from Glenn Malaison. He's the Dean of Arts of University of Winnipeg. He was on the organizing committee. Glenn talks about his experience in organizing Holding Power to Account and what he sees as a result of the actions of himself and other organizing committee members.
My name is Kurt Petrovich. I work with CBC Radio News. And when Cecil asked me to come and speak, I didn't really know what I could possibly say. And I'm looking around at this room this morning and I recognize a lot of people who've had plenty of experience with muzzling of journalism. And so I'll do my best, but I'm not sure that I'm going to tell you anything that you don't already know. But it's been my perspective over the last 20 or 30 years. I first realized that governments lie and people in governments lie right here in Winnipeg. I was working here in Winnipeg, and one day I got invited up to the communications room for the premier. And it's a room at the back of the legislature, and they invited me in, and I saw on their computer screens, they had screensavers. And I'm trying to remember them correctly, but it's an image that will stay in my mind forever. It said, you know, it scrolled by, and it said, CIA's five Ds, deny, discredit, divide, distract, disinform, or some combination of that. And, you know, I thought it was, maybe they were just having a laugh. You know, it was just kind of funny because they were at the job of telling us the truth. But I would later find out that it really wasn't a joke to them. So, briefly, it was 1998. And 3 years before that, there had been a provincial election in Manitoba. I apologize if this is kind of old news to people from Manitoba. But during that election, there had been some complaints that a conservative campaign manager by the name of Alan Aitken had actually been helping out some new candidates from a party called the Native Voice. These were some Native candidates who came up with this party out of nowhere. And that attracted some attention. The NDP complained and said it's not fair, it's illegal that a conservative campaign manager is giving advice and expertise to a party that's not his own and is campaigning against us. And anyway, Elections Manitoba, when it was all said and done, they investigated and they said, we've done a thorough investigation, there's really nothing here, there's no charges, we'll be laid. And the story died. 3 years later, so it's now 97 actually is when it started, I have people coming to me saying there's more to this story, there's more to this story. And long story short, it took a number of months. But I met this guy. No one had ever talked to this man. He was the candidate who ran in 1995 for one of these ridings under the banner of Native Voice. And I would find out when I finally tracked him down at the Peguis Reserve that no one had talked to him. Elections Manitoba had never talked to him. Nobody. He had essentially gone into hiding. He didn't want to talk. But the story he told me, which was then confirmed with a number of other sources separately, was that in fact the Conservative Party had given him money to front this bogus party. He didn't realize it at the time, but he came to understand that it was basically a bogus party that was designed to take votes away from the NDP so that the Conservatives could come up the middle. And so he told me this story, and he laid it all out. And basically, where it all led was to a guy by the name of Harris Sokolic, who was none other than Premier Gary Filmon's chief of staff and his campaign manager. And so I went to Harris Sokolic and to Premier Gary Filmon with all of this, and I said, these are the allegations that the Conservative Party funded a bogus party during the election. But I'll only let you listen to about the last 90 seconds
of it. It's very clear that it's clarification is required.
What's clear that it's clarification is required? I mean, I didn't get anything between June 23rd.
Out of that subject matter, are you particularly looking for emails only for Joseph Barrett?
No, I didn't say only. I said in particular. And the language
has
included. The language I use.
What in particular means?
No, in particular doesn't mean only. It means as well, but especially. One hand say these records should include but not be limited to, and then say, but I only want these ones. That doesn't make any sense at all. In particular, I'm focusing in particular on something.
In your mind it doesn't make sense, but in our mind it does.
To find out what the definition
of the word is. So you can learn what the definition of the word is. At this point in time, your options are...
Now you're just becoming insulting.
You asked to get a dictionary, so you're the one that...
I understand what the word means. But I also understand that when you read something in its entirety. You don't just pick and choose words out of it. And you're not letting me express myself. You've called me to get clarification. I'm trying to tell you that I've needed letter clarification.
You're more than welcome to submit one to our office, in which we will waive the $5 processing.
The $5 processing? Listen to me. Mr. Moyer, please listen to me. Mr. Moyer, do not hang up the phone.
So I complained to the Information Commissioner of Canada, and they were all set to reject my complaint because they said, well, you didn't, that's the part of the act, you didn't give them the clarification. But so I said, well, I have this phone call recorded, and I sent them that, and they ruled entirely in my favor. But you know what, it still worked. Because the delays that they kept injecting got to the point where they started to begin to press charges against the plant, and then they suddenly slapped an exemption on it, saying, well, it's all now subject to a criminal proceeding. I have another request, a complaint in about that. So I just want to get to one last thing. Sometimes you're being lied to. Sometimes they use other means to do it, and sometimes they just hide behind, it's bullshit, really. And this last part is a case in point. Again, this happens to deal with the Canada Food Inspection Agency. There was a wild salmon advocate in BC who collected up some farmed and wild salmon and sent them off to a prestigious lab that was the lab that had first detected a devastating virus in fish farms in Chile. And the tests came back indicating that the same devastating virus was now showing up in salmon off the BC's coast. And so I wanted to know from the Canada Food Inspection Agency what they were doing with this information. And again, this was another 20-minute conversation, and I'll only let you hear the most instructive minute or two. Yeah.
Well, what we don't know is the source of these fish. And because we don't know that, we are unable to answer the question you just asked.
I see. So CFIA has not been told, even in an unconfirmed way, that the fish are either wild Pacific or Atlantic salmon?
We don't know the source of the fish.
Okay, just to be clear, not knowing and not being told are two different things. I want to be clear, has CFIA been told by the lab where it believes the fish came from, even if you have not been able to confirm that information?
What we believe, we have stated it in our press release, We believe the samples were collected in British Columbia. That is the information that we currently have on hand.
Okay, so...
And to be quite honest with you, you can ask me 10 different ways. I'm not going to... what I just told you, because that is the information that we currently have, and I'm not going to speculate beyond that.
That's fine. I'm just trying to clarify that that is the information that you have in its entirety, and you're not withholding certain information because you feel it would be irresponsible to do so.
But if something is irresponsible to do so, isn't that in itself a reason?
Well, maybe for you, but I'm just trying to establish the facts, and if the fact is that CFIA was given information, regardless of whether it's accurate in the end or not, I'm just trying to establish whether CFIA was given information about where the fish came from.
I have told you already what we know. We know that samples, or we believe that samples were collected in British Columbia. That is the information that we currently have on hand.
So, there you have it. The last one. Muzzling doesn't happen with no comments. It happens with active efforts to silence journalism, to feed it misinformation, to outright lie. And I know it sounds cynical, but it's been the lesson that I've learned since working here that everybody lies. Thanks.
This is Julian Cooper for CKUW 95.9 FM, and I'm at the Investigative Reporting Seminar, and that is Holding Power to Account, and I have here, speaking into the mic,
Glenn Moulezon, the Dean of the Faculty of Arts at the University of Winnipeg.
Can you tell me what's the most exciting things you've heard in this event?
I think the most exciting thing about this event is the number of people who have come from everywhere to attend. When we started to organize this conference, our big dream was to have approximately 175 people. It turns out that there are over 300, including about 80 students. So for us, as the organizing committee, we're ecstatic with the turnout and with the level of engagement and involvement we see at every event. So it's been a spectacular event for us.
Great, so I have an organizer right here in front of me. That's cool. Can you tell me if you're aware that there's community and campus radio members here?
Yes, there are, because in the past few weeks, I've personally received many emails and calls from people who saw the announcements about the conference and wanted to know if registration was still open. So I know there are many members of the Winnipeg community and also the campus community as well. We have faculty members being involved in being moderators. The Uniter is here as well. You are here. And again, we have Cecil Rossner is teaching a spring course, his investigative journalism course right now, with students attending the conference as part of the course. So it's been a fantastic event that way as well, to have many, many people from different parts of the world to be here.
What do you think of the messages that were told at this lunch, including the bullying aspect of corruption?
I think that's an important aspect, and it's something that many workplaces and many institutions and organizations deal with, and it's an important thing to address.
Great. I want to thank you very much for your time, and I'm glad you actually helped us get this going.
Great. It's been a pleasure to organize it in partnership with the CBC.